Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of the Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. There you can get all the information you'll need. You can get the paper as a PDF in your email or as a hard copy through the United States Postal Service. Let us know what we can do for you. We'll be happy to add you to one of those mailing lists. Also, if you've not yet followed the podcast, go to podbean.com. Become a follower, and then you can interact with each individual episode. Find us on Facebook, Fulton County Gospel News Podcast on Facebook, and then also Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring on Facebook. Follow those pages, and you'll get a lot of good biblical content. Today, I want to read an article to you from the October 1976 edition of Fulton County Gospel News. Harold Turner wrote an article entitled, "Is Religious Unity Possible?" Can you imagine what would happen if a group met to engage in some sports event and each player followed a different set of rules? It's obvious that very little could be accomplished. The players would soon be arguing and fighting among themselves, and only confusion would result. Only by following one set of rules could these players work together in harmony and accomplish their desired goal. I wonder sometimes if the lost world doesn't view religion and the different churches somewhat like a sports event where each player plays by his own rules. Frank Mead, in his book, Handbook on Denominations, listed a study of over 250 different religious bodies. This book was first printed in 1951, and since that time there have been numerous other denominations started. And let me interject here just for a second, by the way. Obviously it's 2022, and a big movement that has hit over the last couple of decades is the independent church movement, the non-denominational church movement. You know, in reality today, there is no telling how many different religious bodies there are. Anyway, back to the article. Some have estimated between 300 and 400 different churches in our nation alone. Each of these groups has its own distinctive set of bylaws, rules, and doctrines which differ from all the others. We get a picture of some 300 teams all in competition with each other and each playing by a different set of rules. It is little wonder that we can face such a difficult task of trying to win the world to Christ. Jesus recognized this terrible problem and its effect upon the lost world when he prayed in John 17:21 that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Religious divisions are a hindrance to the world's believing in Christ. When the Apostle Paul endeavored to correct the divisions in Corinth, he asked, "Is Christ divided?" The same question needs to be asked today. Is Christ the head over all these conflicting churches? Is he divided into some 300 pieces? Throughout the New Testament, there is an appeal made for the unity of all believers in one body. This one body is the church, Ephesians 1:22 and 23, and Colossians 1:18. In Ephesians 4:4, Paul stated, "There is one body." In 1 Corinthians 12:12, he wrote, "For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." In verses 20 and 27, he said, "But now are there many members, yet but one body. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular." Christ is the head of this body, Ephesians 1:22 and 23, and each Christian is a member of the body of Christ. Christ is not the head of two bodies, bodies which are directly opposed to each other, and neither does his body have two heads. Every descriptive expression used to picture the church emphasizes its unity. When Jesus pictured the church as a flock of sheep, and himself as the shepherd, he said in John 10:16, "And there shall be one fold and one shepherd." When he pictured the church as his bride, he again stressed unity by showing that to be married to two people at one time is a sinful relationship, Romans 7, 1-4. He is a king, and the church is his kingdom. He is the vine, the members of the church are the branches, John 15, 1-8. He is the head, the church is his body, Ephesians 1:22 and 23. All these show that Christ has only one church. But is this possible today? And if so, how? The unity of his people depends simply on each following the same set of rules. In Philippians 3:16, we are admonished, "Let us walk by the same rule." In 1 Corinthians 1:10, Paul pleaded with the divided brethren in Corinth, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Only when we walk by the same rule and speak the same thing can there be unity among us. We can only speak the same thing when we do as the Apostle Peter commanded in 1 Peter 4:11. "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God." Opinions have no place in the doctrinal teachings of the church. We must have a clear, "Thus saith the Lord," for each practice in the church. The unity of all believers could be so simple. It simply demands that we all follow the same rules, the rules that Christ gave in the gospel. Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself." Until we are willing to set aside our ideas and opinions and follow only the doctrine of Christ, there can never be unity among us. There can never be unity on a compromising basis between the different doctrines of men. Everything and anything that is not found in the doctrine of Christ must be abandoned before unity can ever be. There can be only one standard of authority in unity. It is on the basis of this that we plead with the religious world to unite in Christ. We ask no person to give up or abandon any doctrine or practice taught in the doctrine of Christ. Unity cannot be had my way or your way. It must be Christ's way only. All right, again, so that article comes from the October 1976 edition of the paper, "Is Unity Possible?" written by Brother Harold Turner. Very simple and straightforward plea. And this has been the plea of the Lord's Church for, well, I guess you would say, for centuries. In fact, for millennia. It's been a plea of unity from the beginning. You know, in Acts chapter 2, we have the church established. We have multiple letters written to a variety of congregations throughout the first century. Each had their own set of problems. And not only do you have the letters to like Rome and Corinth and Thessalonica, but then you get to the book of Revelation and you have the seven churches of Asia, which of course includes Ephesus, and we think of the book of Ephesians, but we have all of these congregations that are addressed in the first century, and they're all encouraged to be united. They all hear the same gospel. They're all taught the same things. And that truth, the revelation of God's will, has not changed. We still are to follow the New Testament today, and that is the only method by which we can accomplish true unity. All right, so I guess to answer the question, is religious unity possible? Yes, it is possible. If it were not possible, then why in the world did Jesus pray for it, and why would the apostles command it? We can be united. All right, well, I appreciate you listening today. Again, if you want the paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. There's always a link in the show notes here. You can click it, and it'll take you to our website. Tell us what we can do for you if you want the paper. You can get it as an individual, or we can send a bundle of papers to a congregation. All of that is free of charge. Follow the podcast. Go to podbean.com, search for Fulton County Gospel News. Follow us on Facebook, Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring, and also Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. Thanks again for listening today, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.